Hey, buddies, what's up? Godless Kinzer here, podcasting to you from LSA Anaconda near beautiful sunny Balad, Iraq. It's been another week, and you know what that means? It's time once again to hunker in the bunker for another episode of Watch It Burn. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's another week, and time to do this again. I'd like to thank everybody who's made donations over at my website, godlesskinzer, KINSER.com. I forgot that I had not mentioned the email address last time, or maybe even in the last couple of shows. If you'd like to comment back, give me any kind of feedback, or let me know what you think of the show, or have any suggestions about topics you'd like to hear my opinion on, go ahead and email your thoughts on the matter to watchitburn, one word, at godlesskinzer, KINSER.com. This week on the show, I have Jefferson's Revenge, the Balad Bomb Report, You Might Be a Terrorist, the Cluster Bomb, and a segment on contract workers, and my opinions on recent developments in the policy on them here in Iraq today. So thanks again for your support, and enjoy. He might not be actually rolling in his grave now. Maybe he's actually chuckling in his grave. Illinois, California, and Vermont, so far as of the last time I checked, are utilizing a little procedure that is now coming to be known as Jefferson's Revenge. It turns out that in House Document 104-272, Section, is it 53? It's Roman numerals LII. I think that's 53. I don't know. I haven't used Roman numerals in a long time. But anyway, I digress, as I so often do. But under this procedure, which is part of Jefferson's supplemental rules for House procedures, which every House votes on what rules they're going to use every year, and they voted to use these. So they're being an expression hoist on their own petard, I suppose. The majority, that is. But under these rules and that section, impeachment proceedings can be initiated by joint resolution of a state. So you don't really have to wait for the dominant party to realize that they're in the wrong and stop just playing team politics and start playing for what's best for America, because the states can actually impel them to do the right thing. And under this procedure, not only does it impel the, initiation of impeachment proceedings, but it makes it a priority session such that the House can't consider any other business until they have resolved that. And now if it comes through one state at a time like that, sure, they can ignore it once, and it'll make the news, maybe to the degree that it deserves, but that's doubtful in today's media climate of ass-sucking corporate whores that just suck up to power. But if it comes one state at a time, and you know, three states in a row this comes from, and they ignore it, that's going to make enough news, and it's going to piss off enough people that they're going to realize they have to do something, or they're basically going to flush any slim chance they have of holding onto a majority in November right down the toilet. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans out. Bomb report. 5 or 6 impacts reported by my day shift correspondents during the last reporting period, not just this last week. I will not report that immediately afterwards because of operational security. Nothing close enough to my hooch or loud enough to wake me up, so no worries, as they say. And that's the Balad Bomb Report for this week. Stay tuned.
They're reading all my mail, they're listening on my phone, they're sneaking and they're peeking, and I'm never quite alone. There's
spying and they're prying, but I shouldn't be alarmed. They're only gonna do it to keep me safe from harm. They call it Homeland Security, so they can do the things they do. But I'm not feeling any safer. How about you?
I'm certainly not feeling any safer, especially now that I might be a terrorist. Go on over to TalkingPointsMemo.com, and they have a Department of Homeland Security document that basically states that now Homeland Security Department is trying to classify people as terrorists if they jeopardize the economic interests of a corporation in the U.S. It's mainly meant to go against animal rights activists and environmental protesters, but included among the criteria to be labeled a terrorist are things like bringing to light negative information about a corporation. So if you take that to the logical extreme, which I'm sure the corporatists that are currently in power will do, if you, for example, find out that a local corporation is dumping toxins into the watershed, and you tell people about that, and you pick it or whatever, and you let it be known that these guys are polluting and poisoning your children and yourselves, the DHS can come down and say, hey, you've exposed negative information about this corporation, which is affecting its bottom line, and therefore is subverting the economy of the United States, and that's a terrorist act. Remember, folks, these are the same people that said the Patriot Act would only be used against terrorists, and yet they've already used it against drug traffickers and even a strip club in Nevada, for crying out loud. How is that a terrorist organization? How is it a terrorist enterprise? That's... What next? You know? It's just getting worse and worse. These people have so wedded themselves to corporate money that looking out for ourselves, looking out for our environment, looking out for our children's environment, just wanting clean air to breathe and clean water to drink and trying to do something about it can now get you labeled as a terrorist if DHS gets their way. And I don't see any reason not to believe it, for one thing. From what I've seen of these people, I mean, God, hypocrites and child molesters, pedophiles. What's next, huh? I mean, are class action lawsuits going to be considered acts of terrorism? Are the members of the class that's taking action, are they going to be considered a terrorist organization? And, God, it's just insane. These people, I swear, something's got to be done. We have people in power in our country now that if this document is to be read properly, I think, in the context that it should be read in, are trying to tell us that corporate power and government power, that corporate interests and government interests are the same. And before the Reagan era, that was the textbook dictionary definition of fascism. Fascists in our government, literally. And those are the people supposedly keeping us safe. They're not keeping us safe. They're not even trying. If the Republicans were serious about keeping us safe, they wouldn't have voted down Ed Markey's attempt to get every shipping container that comes into our country scanned for nuclear weapons. Because it would have cost Walmart a few pennies more an item, literally pennies, to pay the costs of inspecting for radiological weapons. Oh, I just said something bad about a corporation. I'm a terrorist now, folks. Well, I'll see you in the American wing of Gitmo. I guess we know now whose safety they are really concerned with. They're just trying to keep the almighty dollar safe from democracy.
Old little Johnny flunking out of school. Future flipping burgers, man, and that ain't cool. Johnny's got no morals, only half a brain. Now he's the one deciding just who's getting on the plane.
If that's Homeland Security,
then we're all in doggy doo.
I'm going to try to do a weekly segment that I'm going to just throw out little one-liners of my thoughts on various topics. Here it goes.
I'm the girly guru. I want you to get back.
Twister ball.
Taxes are just paying your fair share for living in a civilized society. Don't want to pay your taxes, you're just a selfish prick. Social programs are what the people want, and representatives give the people what they want, that's democracy. The Constitution clearly establishes a right to privacy in the Fourth and Ninth Amendments. You just have to read it. Capitalism is not democracy. A mixed system works best. Class warfare is going on, and we are losing. It's time for a counterattack. Illegal immigration is only a problem because illegal immigrants are being hired. Our government is intended to be by the people, and corporations are not people. What the market decides, people aren't buying it anymore. We can't afford to. Greed needs to be shameful again. Social Security is not a retirement plan, it's insurance. I love Vegemite. There's a little segment I call the Cluster Bomb. I'm going to try to do it on a weekly basis. Let me know what you think. It's just going to be a short little summary of various talking points that I think are important. Well, let's get on with the rest of the show then.
Yeah, stocking shirts in the Walmart store, just like the ones we made before. Except this one came from Singapore. I guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away.
I don't hate them. Not the contract workers, anyway, over here. As I'd mentioned before, they have pretty bad contracts, and that's just how bad. I had no idea, though I had a suspicion. But in the April 24th or 25th issue of Stars and Stripes, a little news report there mentioned that General Casey, the big honcho over here, who I like because he's willing to tell people what he thinks and what's really going on over here, well, speaking to the Pentagon anyway, he's the one that tells them what they don't want to hear necessarily, just because he's shooting it straight to them, telling them what he sees, and they don't want to hear that. They want to hear what they believe, not what they see. Or, well, they don't really see what they don't believe, I guess. The old expression from Squiggy from Wilford and Shirley, great statement on the nature of reality, said, I'll see it when I believe it. So far. But anyway, in this report, General Casey basically set forward a policy that would, I guess, limit or deny contracts to companies that do some of the things KBR's been doing, like passport confiscation. They will take the workers' passports so the workers basically cannot leave until their contract is up. They use deceptive hiring practices. There have been a number of cases here where a bunch of contract workers were killed after being kidnapped by insurgents as they were working as security forces on a convoy. Except, as it turned out, reportedly, these security guys had not been hired as security guys. They were told they were going to be cooks in Kuwait, and they end up being security in Iraq. A lot of them, 18, 19 years old, ended up dead by a roadside, shot through the head execution style, because they had been told they were going to be cooks. And, of course, the substandard living conditions I had mentioned before. General Casey's new policy says that each worker must have a minimum of 50 square feet of living space each, which isn't a lot, but it's actually more than my roommate and I get each. But that's a big difference, is that we're soldiers, and we expect hardship when we get our job. You know, a company hires you, you don't expect to be living, you know, seven or eight people in a room, you know, packed in like freaking, like cattle. Another thing he mentioned was prohibiting was the excessive job broker fees, which I had mentioned earlier as like travel expenses and like that. Well, apparently job brokers that work for KBR and Halliburton and other companies like that charge guys a lot of money just to get a job. And they act as a broker for this person to get their job, and then they charge them an exorbitant fee that they usually have to repay along with their travel expenses they have to repay. And so they basically have to work for, I think they have a 2-year contract here. I think that's what one of the bus drivers was telling me. If I can get a portable rig again, maybe I'll do an interview with one of the bus drivers. Maybe it'd be kind of interesting to interview a KBR worker. Some of them speak pretty good English, so maybe I'll find one that can give me some inside information I can share with all of y'all here. But it just kind of points out that no matter where you're from or what your background, the average guy everywhere is pretty much the same. He just wants to be left alone, have a decent job to take care of himself and his family, and not have anybody screwing with him, whether it's the company he works for or his government. All right, everybody. Some of you know what this music means already, but for those of you who don't, it means you're coming to my final segment, and it's time to wrap it up. So here we go. The end is in sight. Enjoy. Well, a new video came out by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and from what I've been seeing on a lot of the Iraqi blogs, most Iraqis don't really seem to think he's real, or if he is, that he's even alive. So I'd like to see... I thought we turned that down. Whoa, we got some callers. I haven't even put out a phone number yet. Let's see who we got here. Pete in Spanaway, Washington, you're watching it burn. What you got for me, buddy? Fired off, Pete. Looks like we lost Pete. Okay. Looks like we got another one here. Craig in Coral Gables, Florida, you're watching it burn, buddy. What's up? Craig? Talk to me, bud. No Craig either.
Just a sound effect, dude.
What?
We don't have a phone.
Oh. We don't have a phone. My producer Dave, who's very aware of his anus, says we don't actually have a phone. I thought something seemed odd about that.
It doesn't hurt. I think I just wiped too hard. I was using a baby wipe, and I think I went too
just,
deep.
Dave, just stop, okay? Thanks for listening, everybody. If you like what you heard and you feel like supporting this program, go ahead and go on over to my website, godlesskinzer.com, KINSER. And on the right sidebar there, you'll see an Amazon Honor System pay box. Go ahead and click on there and make a donation. I appreciate all the feedback and support I've been getting from all of y'all. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Guilty don't feel guilty, they learn not to.